The Science Behind Prolaris. Welcome to Myriad Matters, a podcast from Myriad Genetic Laboratories. Myriad Genetic Laboratories is a leading personalized medicine company that transforms patient lives worldwide with molecular diagnostics. Myriad's prostate test, Prolaris, recently received Medicare coverage. Prolaris measures the aggressiveness of an individual's prostate cancer, calculating how fast the tumor is growing. Getting a Prolaris score gives both the patient and physician additional information about the true nature of the cancer that no other test can. Prolaris identifies both localized prostate cancer patients who can appropriately and safely forego definitive treatment, as well as those patients with aggressive cancer who should consider adjusting treatment intensity. In this podcast, you'll hear Dr. Michael Brower, Vice President of Medical Affairs in Urology, discussing the science behind Prolaris. Dr. Brower, physicians typically determine a course of care for prostate cancer based on the patient's clinical and pathologic features, including grade, stage, PSA, and the extent of disease. How do the limitations of these current methods lead to over-treatment as well as under-treatment of the disease?
Well, that's a great question. And historically, we have used these standard clinical pathologic parameters to assign a risk of a given man's cancer. And then when we understand the risk of the cancer, we make our treatment recommendations. The problem with these is over time, a lot of the precision in the prognostic information provided by grade, stage, and PSA, as well as the extent of the disease as reflected by the number of biopsy cores that are positive, has lost some of its strength because there's been a migration such that PSAs have moved lower and lower. The clinical stage is almost always what we call T1C, where we cannot feel the cancer on digital rectal examination. And the Gleason grading system that has been used since the 1960s, which was previously a very important prognostic information, has also lost some of its significance because there's been a migration to primarily low and intermediate grade cancers. And so you don't see the outliers of the higher grade disease. And so what we've needed is more objective parameters, such as molecular tests that can provide more precise prognostic information. Now, you raise the question that many men are either undertreated for prostate cancer or overtreated. Overtreatment in the United States is a more common concern, and that's because with the widespread utilization of PSA testing, we've discovered a lot of cancer, and when we tell a man they have cancer, it obviously is a very concerning diagnosis for a patient to receive, and in part because of that, and in part because of clinicians' desire to cure a cancer, we've tended in the United States to treat most of these aggressively. But it's been shown that many men, perhaps the majority of men, at least those with clinically localized and low and maybe some intermediate risk disease, will actually do exceedingly well with conservative management, active surveillance, where we follow the patient, but we don't treat it aggressively until we see progression of the disease. And so there's been a move toward more conservative management. On the other side of the equation, however, we know that about over 30,000 American men will die of prostate cancer this year. Most of them who were diagnosed with early stage disease, and they didn't receive aggressive enough treatment such that the cancer progressed and ultimately led to metastasis and their death. And so there's both a undertreatment problem and an overtreatment problem that need to be addressed. And both of these concerns can be solved with more precise prognostic markers.
Yes, Prolaris is a molecular test that's been validated in multiple cohorts to be a stronger predictor, as you said, of oncologic outcomes than current methods. Could you explain to us why Prolaris is an improved prognostic indicator, how that works?
Sure. So what Prolaris is a tissue-based prognostic test. It can be done either on the radical prostatectomy specimen or on the diagnostic biopsy. And it measures the genes in that tumor specimen that regulate cell proliferation. Now, cellular proliferation, cell growth, is actually the quintessential hallmark of cancer. It allows the cancer to grow, but it also allows the inheritance of mutations that allow the cancer to progressively become more aggressive over time. And Prolaris, as you allude to, has been well validated in 9 independent published cohorts and has been shown that by measuring these genes, and we measure 31 of these cell cycle progression genes in our assay, we get a much more precise prediction of real oncologic outcome. That is, we can tell in patients undergoing treatment who's going to fail that treatment, either by developing biochemical recurrence with detectable PSA after their treatment, or the development of metastasis. And perhaps most importantly, we have 3 cohorts published where we looked at men who were initially treated conservatively without intent to cure. And subsequently, many of them went on to treatment. But we could predict who is going to die from prostate cancer with a median of 10 years of follow-up. And this provides a very important addition to our data set, such that we can now tell which patients are going to be good candidates for conservative management, what we would call active surveillance in the United States, as opposed to which patients really have a much more aggressive cancer because of the amount of these cell cycle progression genes that is shown on the Prolaris assay, and would be far better served with early intervention treatment with an intent to cure.
I wonder if you could talk a bit about how the more precise risk assessment offered by Prolaris changes management.
Okay, that's a great question. So with the Prolaris, and I should add that the Prolaris test is primarily relates to the expression of these 31 cell cycle progression genes. But in the report, we amalgamate that data with the standard clinical pathologic parameters that we mentioned earlier. And that helps us actually improve on what you get from the gene expression alone. So we combine the two on the report. But what we've shown is in now 3 published clinical utility studies, we've asked clinicians how they were going to manage the patient before the Prolaris test and then after they get the test results. And in the 3 studies, more than half of the times the treatment changes. And generally, the patient gets a less aggressive management with the treatment of less aggressive therapy after Prolaris testing. But at about a third of the time, because the cancer is shown to be even more aggressive than the clinician thought, the treatment that the patient actually receives is actually more aggressive.
As you said earlier, most patients feel anxious when they receive a diagnosis of prostate cancer. How does the risk stratification provided by the Prolaris test give both the physician and the patient a higher level of confidence when they're determining a treatment plan?
Well, the Prolaris is a very precise molecular assay, which is done utilizing reverse transcriptase quantification of the amount of these genes that regulate cell proliferation. So it's very objective and doesn't have much of the any of the subjectivity that's seen in, say, clinical staging or Gleason grade interpretation. So that's part of the answer to the question. But more importantly, in our 9 validation studies that I mentioned, the Prolaris test result dramatically improves on the prediction of real observed oncologic outcomes. So it's shown in all these studies to be a better predictor of disease progression or disease-specific mortality than, say, Gleason or PSA or clinical stage alone or in combination. And so that more precise prognostic information in a very objective test gives a great deal of increased confidence in making a treatment selection by both the clinician and his patient or her patient.
Well, this discussion has really been informative. Thank you, Dr. Brower. Are there any last thoughts you'd like to share before we finish?
Well, just that having been a student of prostate cancer since the mid-80s, we've recognized that we've made tremendous progress in some aspects, but we've been limited in our ability to really decide which patient needs aggressive management and which patient can be followed conservatively. And with the Prolaris test, we now have a very precise and objective tool that allows the clinician and the patient to make a more informed and accurate decision.
Great. Thank you. For more information about Prolaris, you can attend Dr. Brower's presentation on February 8th at the 9th Semiannual Diagnostic Coverage and Reimbursement Conference in San Diego. His presentation is called Industry Reflection on Recent MolDX Coverage for Policies for Prostate Cancer Tests. To learn more about Myriad, please visit our website at myriad.com or email us at prolarismed@myriad.com. Myriad is dedicated to saving lives and improving the quality of life for patients worldwide through the discovery and commercialization of novel, transformative diagnostic products and services across major diseases.